Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2020 has certainly been a year to remember. COVID, historic presidential election, and a whipsawed economy. Speaking of which, with promising vaccines on the horizon, will our GDP numbers smooth out and become more normal next year? Frank Heffner is the director of the Office of Economic Analysis and a professor of economics at the College of Charleston, where he joins us from by phone now. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me in these trying and interesting and volatile times.
And so can we look to 2021 to be less trying, less volatile?
Well, right now at this point, when we've been asked to do forecasts and people are using statistical models, I'm favoring Ouija boards and crystal balls because everything has been so, so different from what we've known in the past that any relationships in the economy are really difficult to use as forecasting tools. The hope, of course, is that it'll be less volatility, that we get back to some sort of what might be called a normal growth path. For example, in South Carolina, I'd like to be able to say 1.92% growth rate in jobs, which has kind of been our historical average for a long time. Well, hang on, let me rephrase that. Once we make up for everything we lost, then let's get back to our growth path.
And how long do you think it will take for us to make up what we have lost?
If the past is any kind of indicator of that, in some cases it took 2 years to get back to the previous peak in terms of job growth, state government tax revenues. Then 2 to 3 years possibly is what a number of my colleagues have kind of settled in as an average expectation.
Are there some systemic changes here that are going to just keep some brakes on for a while?
I think there are going to be some changes, at least this time around compared to the financial disaster in the past. There hasn't been a wholesale decline in asset values so that people have to make up for their 401ks and their savings and everything else. However, this time around, a lot of people have to make up for lost earnings. This is going to linger and cast a shadow on economic growth. Looking at GDP, for example, you know, when you get gyrations of minus 37%, to have about a 29% growth after that is outrageous, but that doesn't quite get us back to where we were. So I think there are going to be some systemic changes in terms of people's behavior is going to be different and also their expectations of the future. I hate to be the economist that finds a dark lining around every silver cloud, but there's just a lot of things not only in the United States but worldwide that could put a damper on rapid economic growth. So we're going to have to look at kind of very sluggish economic growth for a while, I think.
What are some of those indicators that we need to keep an eye on?
The big indicator right now is for some sectors, for example, hospitality and tourism, to the extent that people are willing to travel, and of course that seems to be hinged around the vaccination efforts. We want to see trade to pick up, because remember, we entered into COVID on the heels of a trade war, and some of that still hasn't been resolved in terms of trade negotiations. Unemployment rates, by the way, are not bad in South Carolina. Before the pandemic, we were like at about 2.5%, which was, you know, wow, this is amazing. Now we're up to about 5%. But between the 2001 recession and the financial disaster of the mortgage markets, we never dipped below 5%. 5% to 6% was sort of the norm during that normal time period. So we at least entered the pandemic situation in good standing. I mean, the economy was going well. A lot of people were working. So that's one plus that we have going for us. But we need to see job growth, and we're starting to pick up on that. We need to see trade reconciliation. We need to see that going on. We need to stop having to rely on stimulus packages. So we need to see endogenous growth, so the economy organically growing, so to speak, and see all that happening. I think those would be good indicators.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We will check in with you again in the new year.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be a new year and an exciting year, hopefully not as exciting as this one has been.
All right. Thanks again, Frank. Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston, where he joined us from by phone. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.